Armor by John Stakely, continued. Disc 10. I'm dead, he thought, and rested his faceplate against the sand. He closed his eyes. Odd how he could hear nothing, even with the sunlight on him. Siliconite was a great tool, all right, like those concussion cellars. He sighed. I'm so tired, he thought. And then he thought, can't you worthless, timid, everybody's hero bastard? Oh, but why not? Why the hell not? If it had been the other way around, he'd have done the very same thing. Except, of course, he wouldn't have, he realized with a mournful groan. He would have helped. That's what hurt. For Kent, Fleet's Kent, Forrest's Kent, he'd have hopped down that hole swinging, in a scout suit, no less. Never mind the awesome might of Kent's custom built. But why? Why? How had this happened? How had he folded so badly and so quickly? He glanced down. A second hand had joined the first. Not long now. He glanced at the time, shook his head, looked again. He had been alone almost half an hour. He was sure of it because he remembered looking before when he had to stop and transfer the... What an insane idea! Quickly as a striking snake, his hand reached down and snatched the blaze bomb loose. He held it firmly pressed against his faceplate. Exhilarated, sweat broke out. No way, of course, he thought, grinning delightedly. Still, it was nice to kill a few. Yep, he said to the bomb. Killing them is better than getting peeled. In fact, killing them is better than not killing them. Killing them is fun. The narrow gap between the two beneath him would require a little delicacy. No good to have it get hung up on them. Plasteel was very nice, but 2 meters away from a blaze bomb, it was about as protective as cotton. Of course, it would unstick me. Maybe it didn't matter. Thus confined, even from so far away as the cavern floor, the bomb would almost certainly kill him. Either with the blaze or the compression, or by shaking loose the pinning walls, driving them suddenly together to squash. What the hell, he said, keying and dropping the bomb in a single motion. It fell cleanly between the two monsters. Well, that was something anyway. The blaze killed the ants instantly. It also boiled their hides, fusing them into a single hurtling mass that rushed like an artillery shell up the fissure. Felix was aware of light, noise, and finally movement. Then all was dark.